1:10. Isaiah chapter 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. What a blessed word is this word that we have read this morning. It has been a help to me throughout this week. I believe the Lord spoke those words to me last Sunday morning as I was nearing Romford Chapel. Be not dismayed. And they were blessed words to my soul. And I still have to cling to them. And my dear friends, the Lord knows where you and I are this morning. But I'll tell you this. If you have need of a word like this, then you'll be found this morning in a low place. Sometimes the Lord speaks a word like this into the heart before we come into a pathway which is to come, perhaps on the morrow or in a week or two's time. The Lord is a sovereign, but I know this, that he does help his dear people in every time of need. I know he tarries, but he does not leave his dear people to despair, to sink. They sink very low. They feel they're coming to the end. They feel they can't continue. Many, many times. But the dear Lord doesn't leave the poor soul to sink and perish in that condition. He knows when to come and to give a lift, to give a help by the way. So, my dear friend, if you and I are going to have any blessed sweetness and help from words like these that we've read this morning, then there will either be trouble now or trouble to come of various sorts. Sometimes it is one trouble. Sometimes it is many troubles. Ah, the Lord knows. He weighs out our troubles. Do you believe it? I believe, my friends, that our times are in His hands. And all the sorrows and all the bitterness, the bitter paths that we have to come into, their way, they're appointed. But, my dear friends, I believe this and I know this, that He balances the clouds. He does. He'll give us a little to cling to, a little blessed sweetness from His holy word. He'll apply His blessed promises when He sees we have need of it. Not before. I know, my dear friends, that the Lord often permits us to come in a very, very low place before He comes. It seems sometimes that we can't go on any further. It seems we can't go another step. And we're perhaps thinking on the same lines as Jacob thought once when he said, all these things are against me. But my friends, they was all in accordance with God's will. They were. You see, dear Jacob, he thought he'd lost his dear Joseph. He had lost him, his presence. But he thought his life had gone, that it was taken away from him. But it wasn't. And he proved after many years that his Joseph was still alive. Maybe it was Jacob's idol. The Lord knows. We don't know. But, my dear friends, Joseph had a special work to do. And the Lord so led him about in those strange paths that he might be brought to that place where the Lord will have. And my dear friends, the same applies to you and I. The Lord knows the end from the beginning. He knows what He will have you and I walk into. And He brings about His own will. And sometimes we have to prove it. We will prove that He opens and closes doors. My friends, and when He does it, we cannot reverse it. We don't always know why He does these things, why He permits things to take place. But He knoweth what is best for you and I, and He knoweth what He will do. And sometimes that's only as far as you and I can get. We don't know what He's going to do with us. We don't know what His will is, but we know He's working. We see His hand closing doors. We may see His hand opening doors. Ah, my friends, He has that blessed power, that ability to do as He sees fit, and we can't touch. We can't say unto him, what doest thou? Makes no difference if we do, for he reigneth. He controlleth these things. How then may we be enabled to realize this in our walk? Whatever we may be found in now, you may say, well, I've got many things that are pressing me down. Well, what does the Lord say? Has he give this word to you or me this morning to help us along? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I was arrested with that last clause in the previous verse as we read it together, the chapter, where it says, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. That is a blessed word, blessed sweet thought, because my dear friend, if he's chosen us and not cast us away, then it will be well. You may be saying, but I feel anything but the Lord. I cannot feel his presence. I feel the clouds are between us. I feel his hand has gone out against me. But my friends, his love is eternally same. And if he said to you last week or some other time that he loves you, if he has said and given you a fear not, be not dismayed, my dear friend, that is an evidence of his eternal love. That's an evidence of his eternal love to your soul. So, my dear friends, I would that the Lord may apply this blessed word to one and another this morning. He knoweth where you and I are, and he knows how to direct us to his blessed word. You see, my friends, he guides, he overrules. He constrains, he restrains. All the Lord works. He makes a way where there seems no way. I've seen his hand work. I've seen him work mightily. Why, my friends, I've seen the Lord cast me down and bring me into circumstances and where I've wondered however it would end, however I would meet it. But, my dear friends, I have proved this, that the dear Lord has supplied my needs. He has. And before I've even asked, blessed be his name. Oh, it is a wonderful thing to prove our God, his faithfulness, his love, his all-seeing eye. You see, that's where we prove his all-seeing eye. When he comes to our house, before we have asked him. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Then, my dear friend, if the Lord comes and speaks this word into your heart when you're in the depths, or if you've got something to come into, but if the Lord speaks this into your heart, my dear friend, you'll know. There'll be a blessed sweetness, a blessed power. When the Lord spoke those words into my heart last Sabbath morning, I could feel the love of God. In the word. But my dear friend, whatever you may be in, if he speaks this word to you, don't think that'll take the trouble away. You'll still be in it. You see, the Lord says, fear not, be not dismayed. You see, we fear and are dismayed because we look on the outward appearance. We look at what's happening. We look at the changes. We look forward at the future and the prospects. And our hopes are often dashed in pieces. There seems no way. But the Lord says, fear not. Be not dismayed. Don't judge on the outward appearance of these things. I am thy God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. Oh, my friends, how good the Lord is. He has left these blessed words in his holy word, not once, but many, many times. But, my friends, the Lord never gives these precious, blessed promises to a soul that has no need of it. That's what you and I have got to remember. Sometimes we get a peevish and troubled, and we think hard things of our God. We think, we read his word and we say, well, surely I have need of that word. My friends, when you and I have need of a word, he'll give it. He will. He'll see when you and I are sinking down, going down into the mire like Jeremiah did. He'll see. He knew how to bring Jeremiah up out of that dungeon. And he knows how to bring you and I up out of it. And he knows how to support us and help us while we're in it. Fear not. Fear thou not. For I am with thee. What a blessed assurance. For I am with thee. The Lord is spake in this. I, the great Almighty, I am. I am with thee. What more can you and I want if we have him? If we have his presence, if he is helping us, if he has said, fear not, be not dismayed, then my friends, it must end well, it must end right, if he's in it. However confused we may feel to be, and however if we are kept in the darkness and cannot see one step ahead, my friend, there is a word that says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try them, as if some strange thing happened. See, my friend, that's left in the Word of God, in the Epistle of Peter somewhere, I believe it is. His people do come into these strange paths, these fiery trials. But the Lord, as I said, I believe it mentioned in prayer, I believe, that the Lord balances the clouds. He sets one over against the other. He brings us down. He lays us low. He sustains and he helps and he lifts up. But not before his time. Not before his brought about his own will in our experiences, not before we're tried and proved. And this is a trying and painful work. Must be so, my friends, else we'd have no need of a fear not, of be not dismayed. The poor soul is brought into this condition by circumstances so that he fears, he's dismayed. You may say that the hymn writer may be with you, the hymn 320, God moves in a mysterious way. You may not be able to get any further. Not in your case. You may be able to look back and say, he has. He has moved in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. You may be able to look back and say, yes, he's done it. I've proved it. I've walked it out. But it's now. It's now. You and I don't know how these things are going to end. Jonah didn't know when he was thrown overboard and swallowed up by that fish. And he was down 3 days and nights in that fish's belly in darkness, blackness. He didn't know whether he'd ever come in. He called it the belly of hell. So it must have been. Can you and I imagine what it must have been to be inside a live fish, in complete blackness and darkness? Oh, the terrors that poor man must have endured. But the Lord deals with his people. He bends their will to his will. He balances the clouds. You see, Jonah rebelled, so the Lord worked to humble him. And when he humbled him, then he delivered him. And so, my friends, the Lord brings us down. He brings us into these pathways that he's, and then he applies his blessed word. Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. You didn't think I was. You thought I'd forsaken you. Ah, there's the love of God. The love of God. And he makes you and I feel it at times. Even in the midst of those sorrows and troubles. Fear not, I am thy God. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. You think that confusion is coming. You think that the end is coming. That there's nothing. Satan says things are not all working together now for good. The Lord knows the end from the beginning, and he knows what he'll have you and I to do. I've often heard my pastor say this at Luton: if the Lord wants a man, and he wants a man in a certain place at a certain time, that man will be there. He must be there. The Lord never fails. He is Almighty God, and he has the power and the ability. The confusion belongeth to you and I. We get dismayed. We don't know what he's going to do with us. Maybe he wants you or I. He's preparing us. Because we've got to be in a certain place at a certain time. The Lord knows. And he knows how to bring about his own will. And then amidst these things, he says, fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed. Don't keep looking on the outward things. Don't keep looking at the way things are going and limiting my power. You and I cannot see the way. We don't know the way. But he does. We're often like the blind man. We're blind. We cannot see. But you know, the dear man, blind Bartimaeus, he couldn't see the Lord, but he knew he was there. He knew he was there. And sometimes, my dear friends, you and I will know this. You won't be able to see the Lord. You won't feel he's with you. But if he come and speak a word like this into your heart and says, fear not, be not dismayed, immediately, my dear friend, you'll know he's with you, isn't it? There's a blessed evidence of it. And that dear man, blind Bartimaeus, he cried unto the Lord. He knew the Lord was there, and the Lord came and he delivered him. Ah, you might say, but the Lord hasn't delivered me. Ah, but my dear friends, if he's give you a fear not, or be not dismayed, that's to help you along. That's to sustain you. That's to support you. Blessed be his name. And you'll be able to say it. You'll be able to bless him for coming and helping you and speaking into your heart and supporting you and giving you a feeling sense of his love and mercy in your heart. And you'll go as far as to say at times, he has done all things well. He has. Why, my dear friends, all is well when the Lord's with us, no matter what we're in. That's right. That's right. Ah, if he says, be not dismayed, you'll be able to go a little further. You'll say, it's right then. This is the way, walk in it. The Lord knows how to strip you and I of all our own strength. He'll take every atom away. That's when he'll bless. Because then, my dear friend, we shall fall down at his feet. Lord, save, for I perish. And my dear friends, you and I have never seen a poor soul perish at his feet, and you've never heard of one. The Lord is a gracious, merciful God. He does not cast away those that come before him and fall down helpless and confess their sins. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. You see, the Lord has already said, I am with thee. But now, he is reminding us that he is our God. For I am thy God. What more you and I want at such a time, at such an occasion, a God, the great, almighty King of Kings, who is able to do all things, he speaks the word and it is done. This great God who holds the world in his hand, who controlleth the weather, the sun, the rain, the snow, the frost, the wind. They're all in his hand. You and I can't touch them. This great God, he says, I am thy God. My friends, what a hope. we have this blessed God, then he is able to do all things for you and I. He's able to frustrate the enemy. He's able to supply our needs. He's able to feed our souls. He's able to give us all those things that we have need of in this earth. I am thy God. I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. Promise after promise we have in this verse. One after another. Why, my dear friends, if we're brought into the need of a verse like this, we shall be in a low place. But, oh, if he speak this word, how sweet and blessed it will be. For I am thy God, I will strengthen thee. I'll strengthen thee. You may feel that your hands are weak. You may not know how to stand, how to continue. You may feel weak. You may feel to be languishing, weary, faint. You may feel you cannot continue. Your strength is gone. I will strengthen thee. Oh, my friends, the Lord knows. He knows what you and I need. He knows we can't go on without his help. He knows we should sink into utter despair. He knows that we cannot help ourselves when we come to the end of our own strength. But I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. My dear friends, the Lord came to Joseph when Joseph was a young lad and a shepherd boy. He was brought into a great danger, face to face with a lion and a bear, two separate occasions. But my dear friends, he slew with his hands. Now, where did the strength come from? Was it his own strength? Could a poor man wrench a lion in pieces, take him by the jaw, and kill him? No. The Lord put strength into Joseph. The Lord delivered him out of the power of that lion, the strength of that lion. You see, here we have the evidence of our great almighty God, of his power and his strength. He speaks the word and it is done. And he does it however he will. He could have struck the lion dead. He could have turned him away. No, the lion comes in to attack. It's permitted to. But Joseph proves that God strengthens. He strengthens. Oh, my friends, whatever you and I may come into, He'll give that strength in the time of our need. And if we come face to face with an overpowering enemy, an overpowering evil, the time will come, my dear friend, if we belong to the Lord, when He'll deliver us. We can't deliver ourselves. Joseph couldn't deliver himself. No. David, I think it was David, wasn't it? The Lord knows. He knows the needs of each one of His dear people. He knows your needs this morning and mine. Well, He says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. May the Lord bless the few things for His name's sake. Amen.
Accepting the faith and rise upon the storm.
now in the interval, and come up with us this afternoon. Lord, do make one in our midst, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each, now and evermore. Amen.